Someone quotes T.S. Eliot in this for some reason.
Fuck.
I love T.S. Eliot.
No, where's that?
They quote the That's How the World Ends bit.
I mean, I think that The Wasteland was pretty much just about cooking with 7-Up, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Haven't read it in a while. And all these people are certainly hollow men.
Welcome to Extra Credit, the Snorks of Podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Argyle Funk.
No more school, no more work to grind, no more paying taxes or worrying about rent or bills. Just good, whole, wholesome fun removing the heads of the undead.
That's my America. Batty bo batty.
They keep the eggs in the laboratory and let some Volunteers 12 come in and be bitten by the mosquito so that they can breed.
Fruit hag.
Do you wish that the zombie apocalypse would really happen? Absolutely. Maybe then I could actually function in society.
Positronic?
On the internet, everyone is 10 feet tall and covered with hair.
Body bread!
I'm really happy with the decisions I've made up until now. I just, yeah.
And Amelia Blank, who's going to sit down and drink some eggless eggnog.
Yeah.
It has vanilla instant pudding in it.
And 7-Up.
Credit.
Hi.
What?
So, as we all know, we have a special guest here today. So,
Hi, Positronic.
Hi, Positronic.
How are you?
Hello, everyone.
It's such an honor.
Positronic, tell us a little about yourself as a special guest.
Well, I have the highest pitched voice in the podcast, I think.
And I believe Acer will kick your ass for saying
shit.
That.
Oh, shit. Well, I haven't been in an episode with him yet, so we have to fight over that.
Yeah.
Very high-pitched fight.
He'll win.
Well, also, Frank West was in an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I forgot about you.
Mr. Bread, I wanted to know, are you prepared to fight zombies?
Wait, you said fight? Why would I?
Yeah, you fight.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to do the other F word. All right, I'll try.
Well, don't fuck the zombies, because that's...
I'm going to fuck a zombie.
That's how we
I came here
with...
to fuck things and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of fuck.
I think zombies are all teeth. Might not be a good idea.
I'm sure some of them got tits somewhere.
Well, luckily, we don't have a doc about fucking zombies.
Yay!
Maybe okay. Maybe a grim looking.
Let's just call
future.
That a win and leave. All right.
We're actually here about reading about nerds preparing to fight zombies. Positronic.
Nerds, you say?
Yes. Positronic, you made the doc. Do you want to give us a little.
Yeah. Well, one day I was like, hey, I bet if I look for people who want to survive zombie apocalypses, I can get a lot of stuff that would be fun to read. But instead I got a lot of stuff that was frustrating and angry to read, but...
Yay.
Let's read that anyway!
Let's.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, we're gonna start off with this here. So, first thing in the doc here is the forums at geekandsundry.com?
Yeah. And here they have just a little... community open poll, which is, what's your zombie apocalypse survival plan?
That's not a horrible waste of time or anything.
don't worry about it, because that's not possible?
Well, you gotta be prepared.
Oh, fuck. This, just looking at this website it's makes like... me angry.
Oh, you no, looked at it? I haven't done like that yet. My God. Why?
I don't
Why
know.
Does it
they,
look
they went
like
with,
that?
Like, oh, hexagon chain link fence.
Yeah. Are
they, yeah, they're concrete bees.
It's chainmail made of D12.
Yeah, it's yeah. a depressing yeah. honeycomb.
Oh, fuck, I know why it looks like that. It's because it looks like a head hex grid for a tabletop RPG.
That works.
Ah.
Fuck.
Well, you win.
Yeah,
well,
thanks for enlightening us.
All right, what did everyone learn today?
So, this is basically, yeah, Lin Wu, Winwe, whatever his name is, just says, do you have any plan to survive during the zombie apocalypse? And, Positronic, will you be Blow... Bio-Wraith?
Bio-Wraith?
No, that's Blow-Wraith. Blow-Wraith. I've never seen a Blow-Wraith.
All right. Hey, I'm Blow-Wraith.
So...
I'm not sure I really see a point in surviving during a zombie apocalypse. Not when I could be chowing down on tasty brains.
Thumbs up.
Delicious.
Hello, I am Daniel Wallace. My crowbar is less than 2 feet away from me as I type this, and I have another one in my car.
Good.
All future information on the subject is classified, and I will have to punch you out and leave you as a distraction for the undead if you ever find out. Sorry, winky emoticon.
I mean, it's not inherently funny to have a crowbar in your car, but it is when you're this person.
Yeah.
Also, Daniel Wallace, I'm sure he's got a lot of experience punching people out. This seems like the kind of guy.
My crowbar is named Gordon Freeman.
No, he has two crowbars. One is named Gordon, one's named Freeman. Come on.
Of course.
Well, I, Daniel Wallace, am a moderator on the Geek and Sundry forums. If you see any spam, at mention me in the thread, and I will come in to kill it with my hammer. The hammer is not my, you know...
Crowbar?
Your man hammer.
I want to get... I bet his hammer looks like Amy Rose from Sonic's hammer, where it's just, like, big and pink.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Pretending not to know the name of the hammer.
Fruit hag.
Yes.
Do you know the name? Does Amy have a name for her hammer? Do you know it?
I wouldn't know.
It's Mjolnir, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Bunny Brad, do you want to...
Do I want to talk about hammer?
It's called the Pico Pico Hammer.
Yes. But for now, could you be okay. Baru?
Yeah. Hello, my name is Baru! And I've definitely just become a zombie, so, you know, fuck it. I mean, look, sure, you can survive a while. Hell, maybe you'll even be the last survivor. But eventually you're going to lose. And then what? I mean, do you really want to be the last person to become a zombie? No, there will be no brains left for you to eat. See? I'm thinking. First time ever. Nah, I think I'll just become a zombie and have the fun of chasing everybody down. So fuck it. Baru! So,
we're already two of three people. Their plan for surviving the zombie apocalypse is
just give up.
Yes.
These are some
die as soon as
like,
possible.
In your fantasies, what's going to happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh, crying, I'm going
to
die.
Yeah, in their shitty nerd fantasy, they're still too fucking lazy to do anything.
I can't wait for there to be a zombie apocalypse
so
I can die.
Even in my dreams, well, I'm loser.
I'm 1, 2, 3. I had a great plan for when I lived in Portland, Maine. I lived one block away from a friend who owned an entire apartment complex, ampersand... was a bit of a gun nut.
Yeah,
they had the perfect setup to lock down the entire building and hole up any of the apartments. Since moving to Austin, however, I have yet to find a feasible escape route or friends.
Or a gun nut.
Oh, No Spoon seems like a funny person.
I am. I've been training by running down the street with a survival knife, awkwardly slashing in one direction in a wooden motion.
Awkwardly slashing one direction.
My hope is that if I can avoid all zombie entanglement and take down any tentacle plants, mutant alligators, or tyrants with my knife in under 1 hour 30 minutes, God will award me with an A rank and I start the next life with double health and a grenade launcher with 300 incendiary rounds. No, wait, incendiary rounds. Then I can rule the world.
Isn't that fun? Isn't that so wacky, guys?
By the way, yep. Awkwardly slashing one direction is, I think, the tagline of fanfiction.net.
There it is, yeah.
Hey, video games.
At least I'll get a new life plus.
Why is the font for the username so terrible? I cannot tell the difference between I's and L's.
Yeah, me either.
Because it's a bad website.
No, let's all try to fix it. Let's just all have our own versions of the names from here.
Okay.
On. That works.
Hi, I'm Cyan.
Yeah. How's it going? I'm Dan Mel Wallace.
I just wanted to say the name, I'm sorry.
Well, let's see here.
Well, I'm Tatiana JB. Ooh. I have a disturbingly elaborate plan in the event of an apocalyptic type event. A few select friends and family members will all meet up at one crazy guy's house. I'm sorry, at one guy's crazy house in the woods, fit with deer trails, a freshwater river, and fish ponds. He is also supplying pretty much all of the arms we will need, and the rest of us are working on acquiring the appropriate survival skills necessary for survival.
Those are the best skills to have for survival.
Yes, survival skills necessary.
You got anything else to go with those skills? Like
I have
awesome
mad
skills?
Archaeologist skills.
That will come in handy.
They're mad. And I can apply them
pissed off
to daily survival needs, stone tools, basic multi-crop farming, gathering edible plants, etc. And another friend of mine is covering the medical training.
I just need to dig up some guns and we can shoot the zombies.
I got my bullwhip. We're going to be great.
We have a pretty solid plan.
This is pretty stupid. You guys gotta totally diversify your skills.
Well,
I can make stone tools.
I'm pretty good
with
Photoshop.
You can study stone tools. I don't even know if you can make them. You can dig them out of the dirt.
Give me a chunk of obsidian.
How do you finish
and I'll make a hand axe. I need a better hobby.
Yeah. Unlike everyone else here.
Hi, everyone. I'm either a sin seeker or a soul seeker. Rule one, weaponry. You don't want to be searching too long for a good weapon, so stick with simple object near home, and when you have the chance for the good weapons, take it. Mine is, parentheses, sledgehammer plus crossbow.
A sledgehammer crossbow combo?
I assume he means a crossbow that fires a sledgehammer. Rule two, home base. You need a place to stay during this apocalypse, but don't stay in such luxury. You'll be distracted, so stay simple, like, and rooftop it if it's safe, and to exit, use emergency route.
Okay.
And then the font changes.
Jump
rule
off
three.
The roof.
That's true. For these people who seem to just want to die ASAP, that's probably the advice that they're waiting for. Rule three, food pack essentials like meds, water, and easy to cook food. If you're in the woods, set traps for hares or foxes or any animal you can eat. Don't use your gun. You'll waste ammo and you'll attract unwanted guests. Rule four, help/survivors. If you see help/survivors, don't shoot at them or shout to them. Either way, you'll attract attention, so simply make your way to them and team with them. The more you team you have, the higher the safety. E.g., you may be alone looking around to see if it's safe, and zombies could be behind you. If you have a team, you'll be safe.
Oh, okay. Glad you did the research.
Rule five, live. We need you to be alive in order to survive, and when this is all over, we need to rebuild society, and we need you to help us, so stay alive for as long as you can. Help is there not when you need it, but when you have found it, you'll get it. So to all zombie fighters, medics, cooks, survivors, just stay alive. We will find you and we will help. And don't forget, you are all worthy to be in this fight for mankind.
I like the Tumblr post, like, coda on the end of that. Like, hey, you guys, you're all worth it.
You matter.
Yes.
You all can fight in this survival for mankind.
You are valid.
Even you archaeologists.
Oh my god, I thought that was long, but then I went to page two and saw...
Oh shit!
Melting Pot or May... Pot.
There's three fucking pages of this.
Wow.
Whoa. There are three pages of this.
Why is there only three pages of this?
Hi, I'm Melting Pot, and I've thought about this way too much.
You need a better hobby.
Well, we're going to leave those three pages and go to this.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
we pulled on the rope, and we got...
Yeah. Oh, I think we missed a good one, though. Because it says Rallius, and it starts with, when zombies are real, I'll just order a real lightsaber online, since that's probably real as well then, and I'll top them with that. Perfect weapon for it. No reloading. Can't get stuck since it cuts through pretty much everything.
Pissing all over zombie dreams. What a bitch.
I would use a nuclear bomb that kills all the zombies.
Okay.
Problem solved.
So we're going to go to... What the fuck is the name of this place? Roamersandlurkers.com. You can't tell that by the font used on the forum.
Yeah.
So, Bunny Bread, could you take Demarius Pisces? Dominus Pisces.
Dominus
Pisces.
First of all, I would like to say that this website is not Roamers and Lurkers. It's Roamer Sand Lurkers.
Oh, you're right. All right.
Yep.
For all folks roaming through the sand and lurking, hello, my name is Dominus Pisces. Okay, it happened. You got bit. Life sucks. Soon death is gonna suck. You got away, but for what? Soon you'll be just another faceless, nondescript, mobile corpse. Or will you? For whatever reason, suicide is out. But you are trapped in a room with an untold artistic potential. These things happen. It happened to me. It will happen to you. Paint, markers, clothing, and props aplenty. Everything you need to customize yourself once you rise and terrorize the living. So, what will you do to ensure the living look at you and think WTF? Ampersand and others and ellipses. Before they line up the headshot. Inspired by Mr. Nom 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 Nom's toilet paper mummy walker comment.
Is this just saying if you were going to be a zombie, how would you, like, Monster Factory yourself out?
Answer the question that I think I asked!
Yeah. How would you dress up like a 3-year-old to be a zombie?
You're a zombie, but you should go out embarrassing yourself.
Well, I'm D-Pence. I'd strip butt naked and I'd paint not a walker on my chest. That's not in quotes, so I don't know what part of that sentence he's painting on his chest.
Okay. After chatting about it a little, I've settled on super gluing a dildo to my forehead and wearing a sign that says "I'm a unicorn" around in my neck.
Oh God!
I fucking hate these people.
I love Saints Row.
Anyone else?
I'm Ancine, Bill Murray zombie. That way, instead of shooting me instantaneously, survivors will look at me from a distance and say, "God damn it, Bill fucking Murray!" Then realize I'm just a terrible doppelganger and blow my brains out.
What was in this room that allowed you to become Bill Murray?
You have Bill Murray's skin.
Bill Murray's face.
You had paint, markers, and clothing.
Bill Murray's disembodied head was also there.
They had the Halloween costume, Johnny Bill Murray, you know.
Hello, I am M. Adam Scorpius.
Hello.
I know, it's a hilarious thread prompted by a good question. Your unicorn idea would be great to see. Parentheses, actually, no. It wouldn't, because zombies suck. Why are you on a Walking Dead fan site? And who knows, maybe it would improve your chances of eating necrophiliacs as a zombie.
Ironic punishment.
But like duct tape, it would probably fall...
Wait, what?
It would, like the duct tape, it would probably fall off quickly with any facial decomposition. Although anyone fooled by the "I'm a unicorn" sign definitely needs to be eaten. That's just Darwinism.
The only person stupid enough to be fooled by that is the person who came up with it.
Ha ha ha, that is very... Oh, wait a second!
Oh, sorry. I forgot you were here.
I did too.
Seriously, though, in my last hour, if alone and unable to kill myself but still mobile, I would try to disarm myself by removing my front teeth, possibly followed by snipping off my fingers with bolt cutters.
Jesus Christ.
This is... you're getting in character.
Come on, we're trying to have fun.
Could you give me any tips on how to remove my frenum?
Parentheses, and in case of a real ZA, I recommend that all infected please do the same if you have the time and means. But probably not preemptively like the dude in WWZ parentheses.
You are taking this way too seriously for a thread where someone was just talking about putting a dildo on his face.
Shut up. I've obviously put a lot of thought into this, except...
Yeah, a little bit too much. That's the problem.
Okay.
Except...
Okay, so you're going to cut off your fingers.
Yeah, but I can't kill myself if I can, you know, take out my fingers and teeth. I just can't kill myself.
You know that it's kind of like established with zombies that if you just like shoot them in the brain,
you know how suicide
done.
Goes when you poke yourself to
Why
death.
Don't you just...
That's just yeah.
All
how
right.
many people per year?
You know how bleeding out doesn't kill you.
Shut up! I need to finish okay. my fucking boring ass.
How are you typing without fingers or
also,
teeth?
Also, how do you snip off your fingers with bolt cutters? Like you're gonna reach a point where you can't do it
with
anymore.
Your tongue. Stupid.
Okay, never mind.
With Bill
but
Murray,
but you removed your tongue.
What? No, I did.
Just the teeth.
Oh, yeah, sorry, never mind.
I'm a gummy zombie.
Teeth. I'll snip off my fingers with bolt cutters, or at least put on my visibility vest to make me easier to spot in the dark, then handcuff myself somewhere.
You know what the zombie apocalypse needs more of? Is crossing
can
guards.
Can you imagine the like survivors breaking into this heavily locked room, finding a zombie with like a life vest, handcuffed to a radiator, its teeth removed, fingers cut off, and like a note that says, please stay away from me, I'm about to become
fucking,
a zombie. And the survivors are just like, look at this fucking
here.
Nerd.
Thanks for knowing.
This person was way too worried.
Someone across, like, some serial killer is just having fun by like mutilating zombies.
Yeah. Oh, it's still alive! Oh my god, put it out of its misery. There's probably some.
But was it ever really alive?
Torture here.
Is it bad it's kind of hard for me to tell if this is fetish or not sometimes?
The answer to that is always yes.
Oh, I'm all chained up
Back
and I don't
finish.
Have fingers.
No, this person says they hate zombies.
And I'm in a crossing guard vest. Mm.
I think the rest of this needs to be read in a British voice now.
All right.
Come on now.
Then again, I could just grab a Sharpie, write shoot here on my forehead, and wear a sign that says don't feed the zombie.
Yeah, you
that
did.
Counts as
doing
a diligence.
Little Jamaican there for a
well,
sec.
Well, yeah, we don't know what it is, but it's fine. It sounds like they're aroused. It's cool.
That counts as due diligence, right? I want to be due diligence zombie. So people are like, thanks for not screwing up my day.
It's hyphenated as if that's a thing.
Yeah, I want to be
the
due diligence zombie.
The classic zombie trope of the due diligence zombie.
Due diligence zombie is a lesser known Marvel character.
Yep.
There's fast
What do you
zombies.
Want to be when you grow up, Sarah?
Well,
there's jumping zombies. There's due diligence zombies.
I want to be the most fucking miserable zombie ever.
I'm sure
I
we'll find
a
more.
I want to be a
specific.
Unicorn.
Yeah. No. Well, I want to be a unicorn. I'm Dominus Pisces. I don't know. In real life, I could still see myself doing the unicorn idea than trying to secure my jaw via duct tape or hell. Come duct tape or hell. We ride on, babies. If I have access to a dildo, as if I don't have 40. I probably have access to a ball or O-gag.
I've got one on me at all times.
What the fuck is an O-gag?
You know. Hang on now, man. You're going to blow your O-gag.
I'm in my
I probably
pack.
Would try to avoid freaking out by trying to find a joke somewhere. Gallows humor and all that. At least if I have to be put down, maybe I can get one last laugh first.
Hey, Dominic Pisces, can you read your sig?
Yes, please.
I could, yes. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, these bites aren't deep. Should I die before I wake? I pray thee, Lord, my skull they break.
Excellent.
Hey, you know that the depth of the bites doesn't matter. You're already infected.
Shut
right?
up! I dildo slap you!
Oh, man.
I challenge you to a duel!
Dildo!
A biting duel!
Now we're moving away from those nerds, and we're moving to a very respectable forum. It's just labeled
Yay.
Zombie Forum.
To some really cool people, I bet.
Yeah,
oh,
and
oh,
I had
God.
To go
What's
to the Wayback Machine to get it, because when I was making the doc, it... What? Disappeared off the web.
Wait a minute, how does a zombie forum die?
They just keep coming!
Well, I don't know. It was replaced with another one that wasn't as good.
Can I just say, maybe it's the Wayback Machine making it look like this, but this looks like a
oh,
way
yeah,
older
yeah.
website
looks,
than the
yeah.
2013
no, it looked like this.
Post-date.
Okay, I'm
it,
Bob.
It looked like this.
Why? My God.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
I wrote this some time ago, and I think it sums up very well. I may have even have posted it here. Surviving on a forum. I don't know. Let's find out what the fuck I'm talking about.
Usually pretty ways, easy, but go on.
Form mirrors the real world.
No.
Adult DVD talk is just like real life.
In some ways.
I believe that you think that, though, because you don't go into the real world.
You can't just walk up and expect to be one of the guys.
No, you gotta tape your tits down first and start in 1980s comedy.
Take some time and let people get to know you. Don't try to come off like the ultimate zombie killing machine, and don't be so sure we can't tell how old you are. Okay. On any form, there are usually some genuinely nice people, and some that are cranky. But if approached properly, they may prove to be a font of knowledge and more than willing to share it.
And if you want to go to a forum completely populated by cranky people, you can go to Ball Pit.
There it is. All right.
Yay. And if you want to go to a forum that you'll probably survive.
It depends on what Jack Chick decides to cook.
Hasn't killed me yet.
Yet.
Where am I? Oh, try not to beat the dead horse too much. Too much.
Too much.
If you think of it, it probably already has been discussed. Okay. So don't add anything any new. Don't add anything new, okay?
A forum called Zombies? Oh, no.
I have nothing
don't
to say.
Don't bother thinking about something.
Every story has already been told.
Don't
kill
be
yourself.
Afraid to bring it up again, but don't expect a lively discussion.
That makes sense considering that this post started. I may have already posted this here.
We understand not everyone here is even old enough to buy a gun, but don't act juvenile or we will ridicule you. Remember the classic method of killing zombies is to shoot them in the head? So many of us are gun guys. So okay. Are you going to hunt us down and shoot us the head if we bring up another topic? Like,
Yeah.
No repost!
No, we've already talked about being unicorns!
Another post about comparing the original Dawn of the Dead to the remake? Some of the guys here are the real deal. Real zombies. You'll figure out who...
You'll figure out who
they are in short order. If you see what appears to be a real discussion, don't as it up unless you are prepared to take the heat for it. I initially wanted to read that as jazz it up.
No, they have an absolutely anti-jazz policy
around here. That's really what that says. Don't as it up. Because
they're kind of white.
Keep in mind that what is friendly banter amongst forum friends can be seen as fighting words from a stranger. Don't come in thinking you're going to impress us with your two machetes and phony katana.
Only the realest Hanzo steel
on
this
forum. You know that would impress you. Shut up.
What about
we dream about nuclear weapon launches, man.
I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed, I swear.
Stay down, Boner! Stay down!
Should I read all of this? What the fuck?
No!
It's very long.
Now, imagine if every post that this guy made was this long. And just take... Hey, Bob, how many times have you posted on this forum?
I've posted... God, this layout is terrible. I've posted 10,439 times.
Whoa!
And what's your location?
Yeah, where are you?
I am in God's country.
We can't stop here. This is God's country.
He is a hired gun.
There's gods everywhere.
Wait.
Hey, I'm under dude. How you doing?
Hey.
Poetry. You know.
Where?
Mwah, you know?
Oh.
Man.
Oh.
I thought about guns and zombies and shit one time, you know?
Hey, under dude, where are you from?
Shit. Left coast, you know.
Oh,
and when
coast.
I turn around, I'm
and
from the
that,
other coast.
What's your avatar?
You know, I honestly don't fucking know.
Racist puppet.
Probably a
skull.
It's one
of the Jeff Dunham puppets.
I'm Santa.
You're Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Oh, yeah, what you said. Sure.
So you're a Jeff Dunham fan.
Well, what the fuck do you think from my accent, motherfucker?
I have never seen a forum before where the post is on the left side of the page and the user info
was
is on the right side.
Oh, they drive down the whatever side of the road. Okay.
Yeah. Well, zombie forum is ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. Or was before.
So when he says he's from the left coast, he just means that his post is on the left side of the page. Correct.
Yeah, yeah, it's the left coast of a page.
He oriented, yeah, he reads upside down.
The zombie forums already switched the metric.
From what I can tell, this website is like the shitty, like, fucked up baby between, like, militia guys who are, like, stocking up to take overthrow the government, and then, like, zombie nerds.
Mm-hmm. Now, this person...
There's
this,
a big-ass overlap between those two.
Like, oh, Home Elite?
Home Light XL? Home Elite? I don't know what this person's
Homelite?
Name is.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that their signature has two quotes from Bella Swan from Eclipse. Yes. And then also an angry eagle that says, waterboarding is when we baptize the terrorists with freedom.
And... I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And they are in the trenches of the
Bella
Great
Swan
War.
Bella Swan was a big proponent of waterboarding.
Yeah.
Sure. She was a proponent of a lot of
Location
terrible things.
In the
like,
trenches of the Great
Edward
War.
Cullen.
Yeah.
Oh, this person might be a time traveler.
Yeah, it's a time traveler. Or he's playing Battlefield 1. Okay.
Well, not when this website existed.
Argyle.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Read that.
Okay. I will read that as soon as I find it.
And this is one of your many, many survival plans.
Howdy, y'all. Sorry I'm doing a southern accent, but I had to because my name is Yo-Yo Beer Man. Now, I live in Baxter Springs, Kansas.
Did you make a yo-yo out of past Blue Remen?
It's Bud Light, thank you.
I think he's like a Yo-Yo Ma cover artist.
Yeah,
like bluegrass Yo-Yo Ma.
Not gonna lie, that sounds kind of awesome.
He plays that big fiddle. What color?
Oh, you know what I do. And you know what I also do? I live in Baxter Springs, Kansas. It has a low pop, and it's close to a few other small towns. The first thing I would do is go to one of the abandoned buildings downtown and board it up like there was once people living there, and then I would spray paint infected on the front of the building to deter people. Then I would go inside and find an easily defended position, preferably one room, and upstairs, and barricade the doors, not by just blocking it off, but by making a bar lock, like the ones they use in old castles that can only be opened from the inside. Now that's castle doctrine.
Oh my God.
I hope you have a lot of carpentry skills.
KSM zombies, what picked the lock?
There are a lot of castles in Kansas.
Well, there's lots of white castles in Kansas.
No. We got medieval times, you motherfucker.
I didn't know it would take so much like skill and carpentry to survive a zombie attack.
Well,
and I'm
do.
Sure Yo-Yo Beer Man has it.
I made
There's no girls
fort.
Allowed in my tree fort or zombies. Then I would designate different sections of the room for different
no,
things.
None of them.
Especially not girl zombies.
Then I would designate different sections of the room for different things, food, weapons, etc. After that, I would go to my high school shop where there are two teachers with two shops, Zordel and McCandless. Zordel... I think these are the names right. of demons.
What the fuck? Did he rename these people?
Into the realm of Zordel.
Zordel, my teacher.
I love that, like, step three of his zombie survival plan is, and then I would organize my room.
My bass guitar goes over here.
My shop teacher, Zordel, the great wizard.
In high school?
Zordel has about 12 claw hammers and aluminum baseball bat, a sledgehammer, and some good hand tools that are awesome alternatives to power
Hello,
tools.
I'm a aluminum baseball bat.
This is like our fifth strong bat. Reference.
Why would there be an aluminum baseball bat in a high school bad. Shop class?
For beating the students.
Yeah,
same reason there
like
are about
the
12
first...
claw hammers.
Yeah, maybe
McCandless has shot. Two hatchets and yeah. around 6 to 7 framers hammers. If you don't know what those are, they're light claw hammers, but they have a straighter claw.
Don't care.
They have a straighter claw,
yeah,
which makes
cares?
An awesome zombie dispatching tool.
I didn't come here to learn
no,
about
no,
hammers.
Straighter claw.
No, it's straight, yeah. like the body of water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So not homosexualizer. All right.
We call that the Mike Pence. Okay. What is the, sorry.
Too soon.
What's the, what emoticons after dispatching
It's like a green one. With one eye poked out, and then it's baring its teeth, and it's got blood on it. But when you hover your mouse over it, it says very happy.
And it's...
the
yeah,
bar
I can
is
tell.
Pretty low for
It's
very
weirdly
happy.
Hovering above the rest of the text. I don't know why. The other emoticons don't do that.
I mean, the design on this website has seemed superb so far. I can't see that they would have any formatting issues with their emoticons. Yeah, it's very out of place. Yeah.
He's also, he's just feeling good.
Bearman doesn't have any information on his profile.
I don't want the zombies to know where I live.
That maybe because he was banned?
Yeah, it looks like he's been deleted.
Or he's off the grid,
yeah. Posting on the internet.
No, he's got into his little room where he's got his food corner, his weapon corner, his toy
corner.
His
shop teacher's corner.
Yeah. After that...
They're all toy corners.
Yeah, after that, I would go by my friend's house and see if they made it out.
Different things, food, weapons, anime figures,
see if they made it out and invite them to join me if they were alive. After that, I would stop by the gas stations and supermarkets in my area and get a .22 pellet gun and a lot of pellets for hunting birds and squirrels. I would... Them... make many trips to get food, water, etc. After that, I would just try to survive long enough to get a fairly large group and try to retake the town. A few square blocks would do just fine, and then repopulate the area. And then you got an emoticon that's a zombie with its brains hanging out, and when you hover over it, yeah, it's also waggling its eyebrows and says, "Hey, baby."
It says, "Hi, buddy, bro." Yeah.
The well-known horny zombie emoticon,
Although that last part is doomed to fail, it never hurt to try, right? And then there is a dancing zombie. If you guys have any survival plans...
Might, considering that these women can just, like, shoot you.
If you guys have any survival plans or found any fatal flaws in my plan, I'd love to hear them. And then there is a smiling emoticon.
Well, I think it might be kind of hard to build, like, a bar lock on a door.
I have a fatal flaw that I've...
Why do you do that before you go get tools and supplies?
Yeah. Well, no, because he needs
your
to
response?
Make...
Let is me see it entirely here. Shut up?
Oh, I'm asking you. I'm not reading anything. I'm just asking
dog.
You.
Excuse me, I'm Ramp Dog. Fatal flaws? Your entire plan is fatally flawed.
Damn.
First, you're going to make your way to an abandoned building, board it up, and build a special door lock all while the world is coming to an end. Ain't gonna happen. You don't think people will see you doing all that? Then you're going to leave to the secured area to gather weapons and supplies? Again, ain't gonna happen. Ooh. Other people who are totally unprepared will be doing the same thing, so it'll be a no-holds-barred fight for what resources are available. And I'll...
Yeah, it's fine. We're fine. This is fine.
Yeah, but you got no holds.
Oh, I forgot the holds. Damn it.
Dude. This is not
you're not
the
holding
holds.
Those bars. And fatal I'll flaw. Wager that many of those will have guns with which to gather what they need. You don't. Basically, yes, like just hold it with the
gun. Get the gun.
Scoop it up off the ground with the gun.
Get your gun holder.
Poke it with bayonets. Basically, if you attempt to follow your plan, you will die. It's obvious you haven't thought through your plan.
What's your signature?
Trample the weak. Hurdle the dead.
And what's your title?
Disgruntled cyborg.
Okay.
I'm in Indiana.
That makes sense. Oh, okay. It's all coming together. All right. There we go.
Indiana's the middle coast, right?
Hello. Yep. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, my name is Mr. Knot, which is a very disturbing username since my avatar is a picture of a dog.
Ah! Oh, no! Oh, no!
I thought everyone on these forums would be good.
Who's the pitcher? Who's the catcher?
Oh, God.
I'm like a really weird Mr. Hands.
Stop.
Why not just stay home and barricade your house? There has got to be more there for you already than you could have at this abandoned building in the middle of town. That would take a very laborious and dangerous part of your plan right out. As far as gathering supplies at the local schools and markets, bad idea. Get your ducks in a row right now. Like the man said, if you are planning on getting all the stuff you need after tch-tiff, you are planning to fail. And in this case...
Did I Google that? It's the shit hits the fan.
No, it's tch-tiff.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, never mind. I thought...
And in this case, failure equals death. My signature is a badly formatted photo bucket link. those who would give up essential
firearm gun manufacturer logo sticker.
those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Benjamin Franklin. The only thing worse than a zombie is a zombie on fire.
Thomas Jefferson.
S.O.B. Yeah, no.
Can we please put the... I went to the photo bucket page. Can we please put this on the episode page? Because it's... Oh, boy.
Oh, it's the coexist.
It's coexist, but made with gun manufacturer gun logos.
Oh, good. I wanted to like people. You, Mr. Knot.
You wanted to like
I it? Didn't. Then Underdude says, Yo-Yo left the building, so I think that he might have been made.
Your plan sucks! Get out! In this.
Left the building? The derelict building in his plan? Or is it another term for the forum? Zombie scratching head emoticon.
Yeah, Yo-Yo Beerman does not post in this thread after that, so he's just gone.
Yo-Yo Beerman is dead.
No, he was shamed.
And you can't
shamed.
Go to his profile, so yeah, he was probably fucking banned.
Yeah, but this thread goes on for 5 more pages, so...
Yay!
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's
why?
Basically the same 3 people talking. It's, cool.
it's like he's love. Already dead and they're just standing around him kicking his corpse.
Yeah.
And another reason your plan is terrible.
Good thing you're not a zombie
well,
right
none
now.
None of them are going to give away their own survival plan, because then everybody else would know their secrets.
Yeah, that's true. They would steal it.
I would just like to direct to... the sponsored links at the bottom of this page, where one is street fighting uncaged self-defense techniques.
Right.
Is that where I can learn Hadouken?
A Hadouken? Yes.
The Hadouken is, yeah, what weed fiends do. Like, hey, Hadouken, how's it going?
Not bad, man. How are you?
Oh,
man, I clicked on street fighting uncaged self-defense techniques, and it's not on the Wayback Machine. Damn, I'm never going to
be a
black belt.
You're not a black belt yet?
No. We'll never be able to street fight.
I'm never going to beat Zangief.
Don't say never, baby.
Well, I found it. I Googled it, and I found the website.
Is there a forum?
Oh, thank God. Now we're going to be safe.
Street fighting uncaged. Learn the dirty street fighting moves that gangs, thugs, and felons don't
gang
know.
Gang lords hate him.
Gangs,
warning,
thugs, and felons.
These are the very same moves outlawed for MMA and cage fights because they're just too brutal for TV.
Is this a John Stossel website?
Anyway, this is irrelevant.
No, not so much. If I want to take down a bunch of zombies with my, like, total, you know, pile drivers and whatnot.
My God, I swear you broke them in half.
Fuck God!
This is not funny. This website is not
Fatty,
funny.
Will you take this new thread called The Choice and be Isaac Jacob?
I am Isaac Jacob, and I am a grave digger. The zombies are infected with the rage virus. It has been 2 weeks, and everything is quiet outside. You are alone with no water now, food or supplies. All you have is a crowbar, a sharpened pool stick, and a very sharp machete. Do you go
What's your crowbar named?
Oh, sorry.
Phyllis.
Okay.
Do you go looking for supplies or see how long you can stay alive? Maybe someone will come to rescue you.
I'm Bob.
I go looking for supplies. Okay, thanks.
I'm Bob. I sound different than I did before. Who do you think's going to rescue you? Obama's bodyguards?
Oh, shit!
Hey,
oh, I'll take that, Obama. Stupid president.
I'm a hired gun.
What a bad joke, though. There's no context for that.
I said Obama, that's
well,
joke.
There's context. When you're in a white supremacist, well, excuse me, zombie preparation
context
form.
In Bob's life, but not context in the
I said Obama, that means I get slam dunk. Or who wants to be lone wolf?
Zombie slam dunk.
I'll be lone wolf. Don't you think rescued? Don't think you'd be rescued. Eaten, maybe, but not rescued. Zombie smiling emoticon.
And then a couple posts after, Bob comes back and says, you mean you actually don't think the Obama would send his bodyguards to rescue
oh,
you?
No
one
Obama.
Said anything about Obama, dude. Calm down.
But Obama still exists! Somewhere.
Where is the Obama?
Well, here's what I'd do. That's great, but what about Obama's bodyguards? I'm a little bit suspicious of what they would do.
Well, Ramp Dog has a response.
Oh, fuck.
which is pretty terrible.
Oh, Ramp Dog.
I think that was, Oh, fuck, it's...
I think it was me. Yeah.
Hello, my name's Ramp Dog. Hey, we probably said somebody, but I'm not a fan of Islamic militants.
God damn. Are you sure you're from Indiana?
No.
What does your sig say, Ramp Dog?
I'm from goddamn Indiana, goddamn it. That's what I'm saying.
We already read his signature.
Yeah, we already read Ramp Dog.
Avatar, sorry.
God, this says respect all for none. Stupid.
And you are a disgruntled cyborg.
Yep. Respect satisfied. All, like, the week that you trample.
What is that avatar? It looks so busy.
It's like a weird, shitty, like, Caduceus with a machine gun and...
It's a bunch of dicks. It's a bunch of dicks with feathers. Bunch of dicks with feathers.
Is that a knife or, like, a dragon talon?
They're all dicks. Everything's dicks. It's all dicks. Everywhere is dicks. They're coming to dick me.
I did a reverse Google image search and I got nothing. Oh, wait.
Does it take you to a website full of just dicks with wings?
No, I thought I found an actual source for it, but I think it's just this guy posted on another website.
Oh.
Bunny Bread. I have a choice for you.
No good.
Do you want to read... Do you wish that the undead would really walk? Or do you want to read...
Or...
Cannibal Attack in China.
Cannibal Attack... Cannibal Attack in China sounds like we have the potential for racism.
Oh, no. Yay!
I didn't even think about
Yay!
That.
Yay!
Let's go racism, shall we?
Well, a different website called allthingszombie.com.
Okay. You better post some shit.
I am. Sorry. Yeah. My computer's bit. Okay. So it looks like you're Zombody.
I'm Zombody.
Zombody.
You could be Zombody too.
No. Can't stop the all-star. Okay.
Smash Mouth bite the brains.
So Zombody, what do you have?
Hello. My name is Zombody.
I'm trying to come up with zombie-related Smash Mouth lyrics, but I can't, so I'm just going to go, Zombody!
Over and over. Okay, yes. Throughout the entire thing. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll go in a circle.
Hey, guys!
Hi, Zombody!
How's it going?
Hey.
I'm Zombody! Anyways, I want to tell you about a, quote, cannibal attack, quote, in
Wait,
China.
You're from London.
China actually exists, I think. Not a hypothetical.
You're from the UK.
You're British.
Huh? Am I? Oh, here we go. Oh, back to the British shit.
Can you do British death metal?
I don't
know!
Oh, God. My name is Zombody! Oh, I'd like to talk to you about a little bit of a cannibal attack, you know, in China or wherever. So, here we go again with another one, right? I read the article here. Article! A drunken bus driver launched a frenzied attack on a female motorist in southeastern China by biting her face, according to local news reports. The
Why did you type the word article and put the link in that word instead of just
article
here? Okay, I'm sorry.
The face chewing began after the man, named locally as only Dong, ran into the road. Jumped on the bonnet of a woman's car and began banging on the windscreen. The Shanghai Daily News said the female motorist, named locally Duh, tried to exit a car and run away from the man, the Wenzhou City News reported. However, Dong caught up with her. And the Dong fucked everything in sight. However, Dong caught up with her and attacked the bottom half of her face, you know, as Dongs do, leaving her nose and mouth severely mutilated. Passers-by attempted to stop the attack, but the bus driver was so crazed that it was impossible to pull him away, reports said. Police have now detained the man, according to the New York Daily News.
Not so impossible, then, was it?
Shut up. Gruesome footage of the attack, which is reported to have happened in the city of Wenzhou last Tuesday, are now circulating the internet. After a witness uploaded them onto Weeaboo, a social network... I don't know what else I'm supposed to do with that. A social networking site similar to Twitter.
Please, we know what Weeaboo is.
But I don't.
Funny, Red, it sounds like you're about to, like, lean in and tell me about the rumors about the Ripper.
So, discuss!
Okay.
Yes, hello. I'm Parademon One. I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
you're from Texas,
I've already
but
done
okay.
two southern accents. What
That's
the fuck
what
do
we
you
San Antonians sound like.
I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Sound like Tim Duncan.
I'm from San Antonio, ain't I?
In a, it was liquid bath salts, so the local authorities will have you believe. Start prepping your SHTF gear and weapons, people. Something is definitely causing these cannibal...
your weapons. Start prepping your weapons, people.
Something is definitely causing... Definitely causing these cannibal slash zombie attacks, and I ain't no freaking bath salts.
Okay.
If, come the next news report, there is a crowd, a horde of these freaks, that's going to be one hell of a wake-up call, huh?
God, you fucking idiots.
2012 will be the end of the world because of a goddamn zombies! Although, if we're being honest, this would be our worst nightmare. Instead of a slow-moving dead guy in a typical zombie apocalypse, we got more of a Dawn of the Dead situation. But I do see some positive areas, huh? From what we know, after being attacked, a victim doesn't start doing the same things. Right? If anything, they die. Not only that, but while the original freak was feasting on his victim, he didn't even seem to care too much about the, attacking anybody else. Right? Oh, for all we know, you know, but...
It's almost like they're not fucking zombies.
Oh, shut up, basalts! Hell, for all we know, put two of these freaks in the same room with nobody else and they may just kill each other without anybody else having to worry about them, huh? Generally, these freaks would be easier to kill, considering they're alive, land a fatal wound on any of their body, and then just leave them to bleed out, you know? Alternatively, let the winter deal with them. Hmm? You know how the winters work in San Antonio, right? Bath salts. So what are we supposed to believe now that bath salts have been thrown out the window, right? I'll remember another recent case where a naked woman started to attack a child, and they also blamed that on bath salts. Also,
maybe it's because all the people are on bath salts.
I like bath salts. Don't ban them.
Are you saying that Lush is to cause the blame? Never mind. That sentence didn't work out.
All right, it's me, Parademon One. I'm back. Regardless if they are alive or dead, I get confronted by some crazed slash growling man or woman.
Smooth Texas draw.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm giving them a double tap. Sadly, the general public is very gullible and believes anything the authorities tell them. Soon, they'll make up another weird-sounding drug to replace bath salts, since the Miami zombie only had ganja in his system. A lot of my co-workers at work are so clueless, some of them have not even heard about the Miami zombie attack, let alone all the others, including the recent one in China. Ignorance is not always bliss.
And we all know that 2012 was the dawn of the zombie apocalypse.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember
no.
how we're all dead?
Hi, I'm Chicago White Sox 1173, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone
breathe. So you're just gonna start shooting people if you think they're crazy. Make sure you have that silencer that you talked about so the authorities don't catch ya.
Oh, don't worry, mate, I've always got my silencer on me.
Hi! I'm Overkill. I'm pretty sure if I shoot someone trying to eat my face off, that's a justifiable homicide.
And I'm pretty sure if you shoot someone who's just growling at you, you're going to jail.
Not in America, but okay.
Do you really think somebody is going to eat your face?
Yeah, these are all UK transplants.
Yeah.
When you visit a urban area, you're gonna see a lot of nutty characters, and especially down south where the education lacks, you're gonna get some hillbilly who visits the
city. I like how
city.
Down south you became slightly Australian.
I could tell that I was
where
going somewhere
Drake
else, Fosters? But I wasn't
I mean,
sure where.
Greece,
down south.
I mean, you know, slavery.
Down south, down under.
Where the education lacks, you're gonna get some hillbilly who visits the city and thinks some of these nutcases are zombies, and he's gonna shoot him and he's gonna go to jail.
Hello. I'm Mr. Orange. I have a response to Overkill talking about
Mr. Orange, where are you from?
I am from Ohio.
Oh, hello.
If someone's trying to eat your face, you must be wearing some pretty kick-ass cologne / perfume. And yeah, I say it's justifiable to shoot if someone's trying to chow down on you. Shrugging emoticon.
Is that a shrugging green M&M?
Are you sure you're from Ohio?
That's an acrid accent if I've ever heard.
And my cig is fucking massive because I need to let everyone know what I'm obsessed with. I've got an amphibious vehicle. I've got a third assault amphibian battalion logo. Yeah, yes. I have a bunch of...
Cleveland Browns.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie Braid, for the sports.
Cleveland Brown tits.
Yeah, as a sexy lady ripping off a Cleveland Brown shirt. Maybe she'll put on a good team's logo.
And then a Browns logo.
No, why would she do that? She'd cover up her tits, then.
I'm Chicago White Sox again. Yeah, if someone starts eating my face, I'm going to want to shoot him. And of course it's justifiable, but I'm not going to carry a gun around because there's that 0000000001% chance it will happen. So that's a 1% chance.
Who's Parademon? They got to say this.
It's me. Hello.
Parademon.
Hey, sheeple. How's our murder rate going in Chicago?
Hi. How did you know I was from New Zealand?
How you doing?
Must be heaven for the street thugs to know that nobody but them and the cops can carry. But I forgot, in your mind, you don't need to have a CCHG license because everyone wants to just hug you and be nice all the time. Get some reading comprehension skills while you're at it. If a growling, drug-induced cannibal, zombie, whatever is coming at me and refuses to heed my verbal commands and stop and then proceeds to physically attack me, then heck yeah, they're going down a few ounces heavier. You probably run away and spend 11 minutes or so looking for a cop. Once... carrots for all. People in this country have the God-given right to protect themselves from...
I think that was supposed to be an ampersand, but alright.
People in this country have the God-given right to protect people themselves from people that will do them bodily harm or worse. A cop is too heavy to carry, so we carry license concealed and pray we never have to use it, but we use it if the need ever to arises. Need to ever arises.
What does that mean, a cop is too heavy to carry?
I guess you can't always rely on a cop unless you're carrying one around.
It's easier to carry a gun than a cop in your pocket.
Okay,
I
cops
see. Are usually heavier than guns.
That is true.
That's true. Those are the only two possibilities. You carry a gun and you carry a police officer.
That is true. I find that also, that's often true.
That is a fact.
Is that a policeman in your pocket or are you happy to see me?
Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right? Have a nice day in friendly and beautiful Chicago, you bastard.
Thanks. I don't know where I'm from here.
The ampersands on this website look like FT, so every time I see it, it sounds like a hip-hop track where it's like...
Friendly featuring beautiful Chicago.
Yeah, friendly featuring
the zombie
beautiful
is
Chicago.
Coming at me featuring refuses to heed my verbal commands.
All right, and skip down to Chicago White Sox again.
God. Yeah, I was wondering, are you going to use a silencer or just your regular redneck deluxe shotgun to kill all these growling unarmed citizens?
Are you calling a redneck?
It makes me so mad that Chicago can't have you there to clean up our beautiful city. You could be like Charles Bronson, or in your case, since you're from Texas, you could be the Lone Ranger.
It's me, the Lone Ranger.
But what do you have as a bumper sticker? I know it's got to be something about sheeple.
First off, I would never visit the Windy City, because you Einsteins only allow the cops... and thugs to carry, and two...
How did we get here? How did this thread become about this?
Oh, it probably took, like, every other single thread on here. It probably takes, like, two posts, tops. And then they immediately go, Obama!
What about Obama?
Hey, guys, what's your favorite kind of pizza? Well, fucking Obama, man!
Can I can't believe I'm saying this. Can we go to, like, the video game nerds?
Six uses are reading this topic. I wonder
how do you finish your post? Yeah.
First off, I would never visit the Windy City, because you Einsteins only allow the cops and thugs to carry, and two, I have a USMC bumper sticker on the rear bumper of my Mustang. I wouldn't have anything sheeple-related anywhere near my car.
What the fuck did you just fucking say to me, you little bitch?
BTW, Cubs suck, Yanks rule.
Wait, where the fuck you from? San Antonio? You said the Yankees rule at San Antonio?
What are you gonna do, root for the Astros?
Get the rope, fellas.
I'll have you know that I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs with over 10,000 confirmed kills.
And I would never have anything sheeple-related near my car.
What the fuck did you
car.
Just say, you little kid?
Okay. We're done with this thread. Like, literally, we have no more pages and nothing. Yeah. That's just how it ends. Okay.
Oh, it was just getting dumb.
That's not true. I tell this person he sounds like a wannabe for saying sheeple. Oh, also, apparently I've been drunk the whole time.
Yay! What was the beginning of that post about China?
A zombie attack in China. Bath salts, gun control.
What did I say about racism? What did I say about racism?
Zombody.
Yeah.
Fruit hag. You're going to get a choice. One is possible way for a zombie outbreak to happen. Not sure where to put it. That's the full title of the thread. Or we can go to zombiehunters.org and go to food storage porn. Hot or not, show us pics.
Ooh, oh,
man, if it was foot pictures. Storage porn. Well, I kind of feel like pictures might not work so good. So
you could eat pictures.
Well, I'll ask Positronic, because you made the doc.
Yeah.
Is a lot of the humor involving the pictures?
No. I'd say the pictures will just make you angry, so...
I want to fuck those canned beans.
Yeah.
Show me them canned beans.
Do you have foot storage porn in here? Let's go possible way for a zombie outbreak to happen.
Okay.
No, let's go food storage porn.
Okay.
Well, I had the food storage one already open. Okay, there we go. So, you are Admiral Akbar. I don't remember. I guess Whisk-E Rebellion.
Oh.
Whisk.E. Rebellion.
Boy, this website.
It says since 2003, and I believe it.
We're on zombiehunters.org, by the way. And the thing just says Zombie Squad, making dead things deader since 2003.
And it's using vBulletin, the best forum software.
I think I used this to run a role-playing forum when I was like 15.
So, I'm whisk.e.rebellion. Started with this thread, then I have a link to some other thread where I presumably was talking about this. We have a bunch of bug out porn. What?
Oh god. Crickets!
Glossary? We have a bunch of bug out porn, but not nearly enough bug in porn. Hey, I disagree. You've got
any,
enough bug in
porn.
We
enough.
Don't need more.
I love when they started biting my peel!
Oh no, no dick bugs, please. I'll leave. Show us what you got. Motivate us to make our food stashes bigger and better. And then there's a picture of
that's a stash?
Cans, water bottles,
plenty of pizza
sauce.
Yeah.
I like that he's got, I see my eyes just immediately went to what appears to be boxes of Kraft instant macaroni and cheese. You know you're gonna need milk for that, right? You're gonna need milk and butter, you dumbass.
Nah, he's just gonna use the vinegar on the bottom shelf.
He has so many things of like canned tomatoes and pasta sauce, but then he only has like one box of lasagna noodles.
I'm gonna survive.
This is the day I put up the shelves and moved everything to them. I'm still organizing and implementing suggestions from the other thread. I've also added a bunch of dried beans, canned meat, sugar, and flour. Just gonna eat some flour. I'll post updated pictures this weekend, providing I actually get something noticeable done.
You won't.
Which would be a first for my life. Left side, top down, 35 cans of cat food. And that's it. 17 gallons of water. That's legit. 5 pounds dried green lentils, 1 pound dried kidney beans. Okay, you got a bunch of beans.
I'm still thrown off by canned meat.
What else we got?
Beans.
Miscellaneous tools. Yeah, we can just boxes of rice and roni. Artichoke heart. Oh, you're being
two
fancy
jars
with your jar of artichoke
sauce.
Hearts. You have what? One jar of artichoke hearts.
3 boxes goldfish, 2 pounds animal crackers, 1 package kashi bars. Parentheses, 8 in there, maybe? Who cares?
He can't even count the number of tomatoes he has. He just says a bunch of canned tomatoes.
And yeah, that is in fact 2 boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, what comms did you survive?
I survived ZombieCon 2011, full spectrum pain. I survived ZombieCon 2012, our word is douchebag. I survived ZombieCon 2014, insert inappropriate website here.
Have you tried zombiehunters.org as your inappropriate website?
Yes.
So, On this thread, there is one
inappropriate website is
whisk.e.rebellion, whose name is Jack Shit.
So, and... Hi!
So it looks like he's German.
Yeah.
So... Oh, hello! How's it going?
Hi.
And, yeah, mostly he posts pictures, but I like, and you can see they're all pretty extreme, but then he says...
Oh my god, he has a lot of green beans.
And it's the green beans to survive the zombie apocalypse.
I have a freezer in my basement that is stuffed, and none of this includes what is in my kitchen cabinet, fridge, or freezer. I also have a few 100 pounds of rice, flour, and pasta, god. Not pictured. There is another shelf that has all canned beans, also not pictured.
Why don't you show
I also
me the
have
beans?
About a year's worth of other stuff like laundry soap, personal care items, garbage bags, Ziploc bags, etc. Pictured is about 60% of what I have.
Jesus
Keep
Christ.
In mind, we have 6 people in our family. I have 4 kids, ages 21, 17, 13, and 3, along with my husband and myself.
And all of them will run away from me as soon as anything happens.
Jack Shit, you're just trying to cover that you're an extreme couponer.
Yeah, this is Mama June. Why didn't we do any Mama June
Hello,
shit?
I'm Yarl.
Oh, I should have
Let's
done
see,
that.
Let's see, Hello.
Hi, Yarl.
Let's see where to start. Okay. Having lived my whole life, 41 years, in southeast Louisiana... Can't you tell? I have always...
Why aren't you British more?
I've always been prepared to various degrees for emergencies, mostly storm-related. I've always had lots militia gear. I have impeccable grasp of the English language. I went to Yale. But it's not really been ready to go on short notice. In the past 5 years or so, I've kicked it up a notch and started getting myself and my spouse organized. Much of my long-term food was in the form of MREs. Every once in a while, we'll have MRE dinner night and eat some of our stock.
Well, that Part sounds shitty, money... but it sounds better than MRA dinner night, so...
you just eat a bunch of red... Jelly
you just eat red pills.
You eat out
Meals
of
ready to ass fuck.
Instead of bowls.
Finding the money to replace the MREs was sometimes difficult, and stock was soon depleted. Stop eating.
And then what happened?
Stop eating them. Hurricane Katrina hit, and
no, it didn't.
No, it did. That's not what that says. What happened?
What am I looking at? Katrina. Oh, Hurricane Katrina hit, and. Katrina. Hurricane Katrina hit, and suddenly I had MREs being given out at work at nearly every relief agency. As the few, well now it's about right, Katrina MREs I had gotten were starting to be depleted along with some Gustav. Again, I got civilian MREs handed out at work.
Wait a minute! This fucking person had... stocked up food and then still took food that was provided to them?
Oh my god, you're right. Yep. Holy shit. Fuck you.
And they didn't...
Fuck.
Yale's a pretty
Well, they
person.
Depleted their stock of the ones that they got before by the time the next hurricane came along, so...
Is this Yale the
it's
lawyer
not just
from
that
Ambition?
He took it. Yes, Yale is the lawyer from Ambition.
Have a pastry.
Not only did he take the meals, he's stockpiling them.
What an asshole.
I took mine and...
Because, you know, zombies might come one day.
Yale, have an MRE, dumb smile.
I took mine and any of that my coworkers didn't want. I also passed through National Guard points of distribution pods and got a few more cases of MREs. I stopped at the local city hall for info about FEMA aid and ended up being given 2 cases of heater meals.
Oh my god, they were like, please just leave us alone.
I keep all the MREs / heater meals stored in a closet in a room in the front of my house. So where do I put my shoes?
Oh, for anyone, for visitors,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck this person.
Hey, come on in, help
should,
yourself.
Should I put my, should I put my shoe up in the closet? Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah, don't put your coat in there, then. We gotta get the food out later.
I took them out to take a photo once, and this is what I have, and then there's a photo of all of his ill-begotten goods.
The entire frame is just meals. Like, it's just boxes upon boxes of these shits.
How's
your wife doing?
She died long ago.
She's buried under the MREs somewhere. I assume.
The smell is getting terrible.
What?
Hey, Yale.
Oh my god, Yale has instant mac and cheese too.
Yeah.
Don't you realize?
Yale has more food on top of these 16 cases of MREs.
This was posted in 2008, so...
God, Yale.
Yale has so many posts in this thread.
The stuff in the box might not be perishable, but the stuff you need to make it absolutely is.
What happened in 2008 to make these paranoid motherfuckers a little more paranoid?
I don't know.
Obama.
Yeah, it's a good question. Bunny Bread.
Barack Hussein Obama. A lot of people leave out Hussein.
A lot of people do forget the Hussein, but I do think it's very important.
Am I going to keep reading Yale here, or are we going to skip to someone?
Oh my god, he's like the next, oh my god, how many of the next posts are just him?
Why do you need six bottles of ketchup?
Why do you need like 15 tons of mayonnaise?
What are you doing?
Hey!
I can't wait until that mayonnaise kills you.
I have broken one, my avatar is the vault boy.
I scrolled down, and one of his posts, he posts like 8 posts in a row, and then one of them just starts, "Make it stop! Why is this my life?"
I'm glad you took the time to get the fancy Dijon mustard, though.
Sounds funny.
I will say Yale has a very cute cat.
Yeah, he is a cute cat.
I was assuming he was going to eat that cat.
No!
I was
like, and then there's...
Yeah, it's going to happen.
There's a picture where it's just like...
The cat is his wife.
Okay, what's Broken Boy have to say?
Wow. Do you have room for people and furniture at the house after all that?
I went to the next page, and then this person says, "Mean Streak and Jack, you two must adopt me and teach me the ways of the grocery ninja." Hey, you know whose name isn't there? Help me, Mean Streak and Jack. Hey, Yale.
What? You want me to steal more food from needy people?
No. That's okay. That's okay.
No, I need to be safe.
But Bunny Red, take Big Daddy to Texas.
I don't want to.
No.
Is this the next? Is this the next page?
I think so.
I really tuned out because I'm sick.
Oh, can I take Warlock for you? Just for a second?
You don't like 100 pounds of mayonnaise?
I do like 100 pounds of mayonnaise, and I'm angry that I'm being doxxed right now.
Can I just quickly take Warlock for you?
Sure. Oh, yes, the voice of reason.
All right. Okay, I'm going to go off topic here, and I am really going to try not to sound like a dick here, but from what I gather from your post, and I hope I am totally off base here, but...
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
What I am gleaming from your post is, you took aid, presumably from those in need to stock your prep closet. The moral issue alone is enough to enrage me, not even counting the fact that my tax dollars may have been used to stock your prep room. Please set me right and tell me I am wrong.
No, you're right. I'm a complete piece of shit.
Let's see. I'm scrolling down to see what Yale has to say.
And I think then there's the Big Daddy Texas post that
they responded to blast saying you lost all your stockpile food in a boat accident. How you doing? My name's Big Daddy Texas. Hey. I'm typing on the computer. So anyway. Dang!
Suspiciously not British.
I like to see the canoe hole on that. Yeah, face. I hope y'all like MREs. I'm not taking a picture of a bag of beans in a bucket or my disorganized pantry. You can sort of see a few Canadian imps. And there's a case of German environmental protection agencies in there where somewhere too. Exclamation point! What the hell is the exclamation point?
Oh, wait.
Yield!
Broken image link?
Yeah.
Yield,
No, because that's just... No, I don't know.
Yield! Steer clear! I'm fat and Big Daddy. And I'm from Texas.
But on the next page, Big Daddy Texas weighs in on the matter of taking the MREs.
Second post on second page.
Okay, one moment. One moment, please. Okie dokie. So, anyway, you need to hear Big Daddy Texas again. How y'all been? All right. So, here it is.
They just throw those things away that they ain't supposed to use depending on how they store them, right? It's terrible. Even more unscrupulous people put them up for sale on eBay. At least he uses them for his personal preps, right? He was the people in need. Everyone else did the exact same thing here in Houston. It'll happen time and time again. Better to someone who's using it for good get them than some ass shack.
And what greater good than zombie survival?
Hells yes. It's not like I didn't know some of the cases I own came from people who got them from Katrina. I should have not have gotten them, bought them from yous. Hang on now. Should I not have bought them since you paid for them with your tax dollars?
No. Yes, you no, shouldn't have bought
I
them.
Not.
You fucking
you
monster.
Have.
Big Daddy Texas Mike Dump.
All right. Yale does
you
respond.
You didn't need
to
them,
this.
But you just took them anyway.
Sure.
You thought maybe zombies.
Well, I guess Yale does respond. I don't know if I want to read it because he's a piece of shit.
Yep.
No, don't want to.
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's just read the first word. Yep. True. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
We have Kathy in Florida.
Ack!
Okay. Ack. Argyle, you want to read Kathy in Flool?
Sure I do. Let's see. One place that many people overlook is the box spring part of their mattress set. Using this will depend on a couple of things. One is whether your floor is reinforced enough to support a really heavy bed if you are using the box spring to store cans. I store cans in my bed!
Wait.
What?
What the fuck? What? Oh my god, it's like the princess and the pea times a million.
What kind of reinforcing you plan to do for
the
box
spring? Peas.
Most box springs are basically just fabric-covered wooden frames that your mattress sits on top of. They don't necessarily have a bottom.
Oh, that's what a box spring is.
I wish I had a picture of what hubby and I did.
How full is your fucking pantry that you're putting food in your box spring?
I wish I had a picture of what hubby and I did, but it's at our BOL location.
So wait, were you using coke and then you just quit so you had all this space in your hidden box spring?
So I put green beans in it!
No.
I also keep some string beans in my hollowed out Bible.
Yeah, no. The sweet peas
in case
helps
of
with
emergency.
Their spina bifida, asshole.
A flask of mayonnaise.
You never know when you'll need mac and cheese without milk and butter.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Honey.
That's good macaroni.
Hey, honey, what are you doing? Nothing. No, nothing. I'm just sleeping.
Check it out. I figured I could mix the cheese powder with some of my water. Aww. It's great.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Honey, that's stupid. Just mix it with the mayonnaise.
Hi, it's Paula Deen back again. Just want to tell you about mayonnaise and cheese.
This is the box spring casserole, y'all.
Give your box spring a bottom by attaching plywood and make sure that it is firmly attached but will still fit into your bed frame. You may also need to reinforce your bed frame with some cross pieces or extra slats.
Why did you put bottom in quotes? I was like,
a bottom.
Does it mean like someone who takes it in the ass?
Next, peel back or cut back the fabric liner that is the top of the box spring. Set it back in the bed frame and just look at all of that empty and hidden space.
Why are you putting these things in quotes? I know what the concept of the top of a thing is.
The so-called top.
If you're into
so the government
dimensions.
Doesn't catch on.
The top, parentheses,
set it back
top.
In the bed frame and just look at all of the empty and hidden space just waiting to be filled.
God. Kathy.
I hate this.
How much can you store in your renovated box spring? Will depend on what you are storing in it and the way...
Okay, I gotta stop talking like this.
Thank you.
How much you can fit in it will depend on how much there is and how big it is.
How much you can store in your renovated box spring will depend on what you are storing in it and the weight restrictions and the depth of the box spring itself. I have a box spring that is deep enough to hold two rolls of teepee stacked on top of one another. That one is a twin mattress and didn't lend itself to much else. I have another that will allow two soup cans to stack on top of one another, or one regular can with room to put thin items on the top.
I keep toilet paper in my box just in case I shit myself.
So, fill your box spring with whatever, then whip stitch your fabric cover back in place. If your bed does a lot of shaking and moving from kids or other stuff, wink!
Like jumping on your bed!
Nope.
Might I suggest putting an egg crate on top of the cans?
Like
might I suggest
zombies.
Putting an egg crate on top of the cans before you sew the fabric cover back in place. It will keep the cans from clanking if they are only loosely packed. Then, put the rest of your bed back together.
You know, for a minute, I actually forgot that this was people who are preparing for zombies.
You now have a heck of a lot of stuff stored in a previously unused space and in a way that there is no way the casual observer, house guest, nosy family member, or home invader will find without some significant cleverness and effort.
They'll never find my toilet paper and mayonnaise stash.
I know when I have
stash.
Cousins over, they just steal from my pantry, so...
Whenever mommy and daddy have alone time, it sounds like a bunch of beans in a tin can.
It sounds like two robots are wrestling in there.
All right, we're in their house. Where do they keep the beans?
Where do they keep the mayonnaise?
Like awkward robot sex.
Clang, more clang, 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 more clang, clang.
I'm imagining two burglars breaking into their house looking for jewelry in the bed. And then finding a bunch of mayonnaise.
Okay, well, I think we're going to end up with, is this recipes?
Some recipes. All right.
Oh,
yes,
yay!
Recipes.
Yay. Okay. We missed the poetry, but I'll take the recipes.
Well, there's no poetry, was there?
No.
There must be. There's no way there wasn't.
There were roleplay forums that probably had some on it, but they were just hard to get through.
Okay.
All right. But I found recipes. For Mom's Zombie Journal, and this
apparently
is Kathy in Florida.
Book called there's a book called "Aim for the Head: The Zombie Hunter's Guide to Poetry." So
why?
There you go.
Oh,
yeah, we're still on zombiehunters.org.
Oh, I'll take this.
Oh, it's me, Kathy.
Oh, it's Kathy.
Hello,
again.
Yeah,
it's
Kathy
me,
from
Kathy.
So I think what we're gonna do is so sooner or Kathy, we'll just go one recipe at a time, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can take so Popstronic, you take the opening post and then the first.
All right. Recipes for Mom's Zombie Journal. I'm Kathy in Florida.
Hi,
yeah,
Kathy.
Weird title, but I... Hi! Yeah, weird title, but I don't know how else to make it easy to find. Ha ha ha, laughing emoticon. These recipes go with the story I'm writing on the art thread. Mom's Journal of the Zombie Years. Doc66 asked me to flesh out the story with the recipes. Hopefully even people who don't read the story will find them useful. My first recipe is 7-Up banana bread.
I thought this was 7-Up bunny bread.
You'll need...
Not be.
You'll need 4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 1 cup butter softened, 2 cups granulated sugar, 4 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 2 cups mashed bananas...
Hey, that all sounds fine. Stop.
1 cup 7-Up.
Oops.
Heat oven to 350 degrees.
Can I replace it with Mountain Dew?
Yes.
No.
Do so. Heat up oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Stir together dry ingredients and set aside. Cream butter and sugar in large bowl. Add eggs, beating well after each addition. Add vanilla extract and bananas, mixing well. Add dry ingredients alternating with the 7-Up. Finishing with dry ingredients.
Is this where we put all that macaroni?
Yes, it's crunchy. Pour into 2 greased loaf pans. Bake for 45 minutes until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean.
Unlike
cool
your soul.
In the pan for 10 minutes before removing and cooling
completely.
So wait, this
completely. Is supposed to be made during the apocalypse?
Yep.
So I just have one question. Why?
Because you have
why
7-Up.
Why 7-Up in there? Why is it there, though?
Because it lasts.
I mean,
yeah.
So you're just gonna
you
have
won't.
Access to bananas and eggs?
Of course.
Even though it's the zombie apocalypse,
and
I,
a working
I
oven.
Still want diabetes.
Well, I'm also Kathy in Florida, and I'm gonna do something entirely different. This is lemon lime flank steak.
Oh shit!
Oh,
yum.
Wow, that sounds very different.
Shit!
12 ounces.
Also shit.
12 ounces lemon lime soda. Sprite or 7 Up.
Don't pretend it's not just 7 Up, Kathy. Come on.
Yeah, why in the other one were you like, it has to be 7 Up?
I cheated on
7
Up once. Only once.
Fucking shit.
I ran out of 7 Up and now I gotta
eat Sprite. 1/4 cup
Ugh.
Chopped fresh cilantro, which I guess I just have a stockpile of in the apocalypse.
Fresh cilantro.
1/4 cup lime juice. 1/4 cup vegetable oil.
Yeah, we grow limes down in our basement.
2 cloves garlic, minced. 2 jalapenos, unseeded and finely chopped.
There's no accent, so it's jalapenos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jalapenos, unseeded and...
Jalapenos.
1 1/2 pound flank steak. Vegetable cooking spray. Salt.
All salt.
I need more salt and lemon lime flank steak. All.
Combine for 6 ingredients and... Combine for 6 ingredients in a 2-quart shallow dish, stirring well, semicolon. Add flake steak, turning to coat. Cover and chill 8 hours. So just chill for 8 hours.
Netflix and chill for 8 hours.
Oh god, that's a lot of Netflix and chilling.
Nah, well maybe for you.
Turning meat occasionally. Remove steak from...
That's how I Netflix and chill.
Remove steak from the marinade. Discarding marinade, which is
that's
the
good
7
Up. You can just drink that.
You're not going to mix it into some banana bread later?
Discarding marinade is the new Red Hot Chili Peppers
you
album.
Waste good 7 Up from where I'm from.
Cook grill rack with cooking spray and place on grill. Cook steak covered with grill lid over medium hot coals, 35 to 400 degrees F. About 7 minutes on each side, or until desired degree of doneness.
God damn it, why are you using charcoal and not propane?
Because the propane is all set up for the zombie traps. Remove steak from grill and sprinkle evenly with salt to taste. To serve, cut steak diagonally across grain into thin slices.
So, Kathy, I have a similar question to my last question, which is why?
I don't know.
Shut up.
Why? But you in your recipe, it's lemon lime flank steak. You have lime juice. Why don't you also just have lemon juice? Why do you have to have lemon lime soda?
Shut up.
Why didn't you
shut up?
Because the sugar caramelizes it.
Hey, okay.
All right, well, here, I'm Kathy from Florida, and I'm going to mix things up, because I've got a recipe here for 2 cool Twinkies. You need 2 small boxes of orange gelatin, 1 cup of boiling water, 1/2 cup pineapple juice, 1/4 of vanilla ice cream softened, 7 ounces 7 Up.
Why is everything have 7 Up?
I'm starting to see a theme here.
Why not?
And I also 8 Twinkies.
There's a lot of 7 Up in my box, Spring.
Not
what
enough!
What am I doing with these Twinkies? Just be careful putting
You'll
the
7
see. Up in your box, Spring, because if you ever have any alone time with the hubby... God knows what'll happen. You might just explode it all.
I smell 7 Up.
That's just my perfume, dear. Don't worry.
Why is there 7 Up leaking from under Mommy and Daddy's door?
It's robot juice.
Dissolve gelatin in boiling water. Add pineapple, ice cream, and 7 Up. What a horrible sentence. Mix thoroughly in a blender if necessary. I wouldn't know. I've never done
zombie
this.
Zombie apocalypse?
To dissolve ice cream and pour into a deep 9-inch square pan. Chill until mixture begins to set. Lay Twinkies flat side down in 2 rows of 4 across the top of chilled gelatin. What am I doing? What is this?
2 cool Twinkies.
Push Twinkies into the gelatin until they are just buried, not descended to the bottom of the pan. Chill until fully set. Makes 4 to 6 servings.
I don't know. I just like to eat them all at once.
What is the ultimate product? What have you created? There's no pictures or anything.
Pain.
Raise the gurney, Igor.
Created diabetes.
We have created. Oh, shit.
Oh, please. This person already has diabetes.
Yes. Bunny bread, do you want to take garlic brown sugar chicken?
Fuck.
Oh, God.
Hi, I'm also Kathy in Florida. We're all Kathy in Florida down here.
I think
here.
I can already guess the question I'm going to have at the end of this.
Shut up. Questions are, not till the end. I'm Kathy, and I'd like to share my recipe for garlic brown sugar chicken. First off, you're going to need 1 to 1.5 pounds of chicken breast cut into pieces. This is my last resort. 1 cup of packed brown sugar. 2/3 cup of 7-Up, let's call it. 7-Up vinegar, maybe. Yep. And then a quarter cup of 7-Up.
Oh, my God, there's actually 7-Up in this recipe.
You don't want more 7-Up,
Yes, of course,
Kathy?
There's goddamn 7-Up in the recipe. I am Kathy in Florida!
I want to point out this is not, like, cherry-picked recipes. These are one after the other.
This is every post in sequence.
These are all 7-Up.
We have 3 tablespoons of mint 7-Up. We have 2 tablespoons of soy 7-Up. And then you place chicken pieces into soy 7-Up crock pot. Mix all ingredients and pour over 7-Up.
Make 7-Up servings.
Cook on low for 6 to 8 7-Up hours. Serve over rice
or
noodles.
What's the average of 6 to 8?
6 to 8, whatever. I don't care. Just open it up and eat it when you're feeling hungry. This has been Kathy in Florida. Mic drop.
Yeah, that's
7-Up forever!
That's a big window.
Hi. I'm Kathy in Florida.
My question, by the way, was why.
Here's my recipe for apple cheddar scones.
Why is there
Shut
a
up!
Chicken
Kathy's gonna tell us how to cook 7-Up.
7-Up and garlic.
For the apple cheddar scones, you're gonna need
1.5 cups
all-purpose flour. Half a cup of toasted wheat germ.
Fuck that.
3 tablespoons of granulated sugar.
Get to the 7-Up, goddammit!
2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 Gala or Golden Delicious apple, cored and finely chopped. 1/4 cup shredded cheddar cheese.
Ugh,
why?
That doesn't seem to go with the rest of this.
Cheesy apples.
Shut up. She'll get to the 7-Up. She'll do it.
1 large egg white.
Not a thing.
Just make sure the egg white is very, very large.
Well, I guess you get a large egg and then just use the egg white, I guess. Well, I don't know where she's getting all these eggs.
From her underground chicken factory. Same place she's getting her steaks.
Zombie chicken.
Well, if you look at her icon, she is a chicken.
Oh, that's true.
She can read, too. Mm-hmm.
And then 1/2 cup of low-fat 1% milk. Heat oven.
And then what else?
Nothing.
Hey. All right.
No 7-Up.
No.
Yay.
That's bullshit. Bullshit.
I didn't tell you how to make the glaze, so you can make it.
We don't care.
You can make the glaze with 7-Up if you want.
I'm so nervous that, like, in the instructions, she might say add 7-Up to taste or something.
Yeah. Drink a 7-Up while baking.
Serve with chilled 7-Up.
A garnish of 7-Up.
No,
yeah.
since this is all part of, like, a weird, like, story, this is, like, after, like, the second act tragedy where they run out of 7-Up.
We had enough 7-Up to last a lifetime. A lifetime,
you
said!
The zombies drank all the 7-Up from my box spring.
Anyway, how do you cook this piece of shit?
You heat oven to 400 degrees F, grease an 8-inch round cake pan. In medium bowl, combine flour, wheat germ, sugar, baking powder, and salt.
7-Up!
With pastry blender or fork, cut in butter until mixture is crumbly. Stir in apple and cheddar cheese. Ugh. Egg white
it was a perfectly good scone.
God, I forgot about that.
Why are you putting that?
Beat egg white and cry until satisfied.
Beat egg white and milk until combined. Add to flour mixture. Mixing. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. Add to flour mixture. Mixing gently until soft dough forms. Turn dough out onto lightly floured surface and knead 4 times. Spread dough evenly in cake pan and score deeply. Score deeply with knife to make 6 wedges. Bake 25 to 30 minutes or until top springs back when gently pressed. Cool.
You spelled box springs wrong. Also, you forgot to put top in quotes.
Cool until warm or room temperature. Did you like...
I'm gonna spoil it. I went through the rest of the pages in this thread, and there's no more mentions of 7-Up.
I told you, we ran out.
But there's still one of Coca-Cola.
We do, however, have Coca-Cola barbecue beef.
Fuck!
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I like someone quoted the garlic brown sugar chicken recipe that had 7-Up in it and said, I don't cook with vinegar a lot, and then asked some questions about how to cook with vinegar. No questions about how to cook with 7-Up, though, so I can only assume that she does that very often.
So I think we're going to end up on the, we're going to end on the Coca-Cola shit you just said.
Yes, hello, I'm Kathy.
Coca-Cola barbecue
beef. Yeah, we're going to end there because we'll
Kathy
all die.
I'm Florida, and this is my recipe for Coca-Cola barbecue beef. Now, what you'll need is 3/4 cup of Coca-Cola, not diet.
God damn it. Sacrosanct.
1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce. 1/4 cup of ground red pepper, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1.5 pounds of boneless chuck roast, 2 cloves garlic, minced, 2 onions, chopped, 1 teaspoon instant beef bouillon granules, 1/2 teaspoon of dry mustard, 1/2 cup of catsup. Why? Why would you...
Can we use ketchup?
Just fucking call it ketchup, you're from Florida. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, and 2 tablespoons of butter.
We don't know this. That she's from Florida. We just know that she's in Florida.
I don't want this.
She's the spirit.
She feels Floridian to
me. Now to make this, this delectable meal, in a bowl you'll want to combine the Coca-Cola, the Worcestershire, the vinegar, garlic, the bouillon granules, the mustard, chili powder, and red pepper.
Why are we doing this though?
Because
just stick your face in it and swirl it around.
Clog the drains real nice. Keep the zombies out.
Save 1/2 cup of this for sauce. Cut roast to fit crock pot.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what it is. The zombies will see her eating this and go, no brains here, I'll just move on.
Cut the roast to fit the crock pot.
Yeah, this is how they get mad human disease.
Place meat and onions onto crock pot and pour remaining liquid, minus saved 1/2 cup, over meat. Cover and cook on low for 10 to 12 hours or on high for 5 to 6 hours. In small pan, combine 1/2 cup of the saved liquid, catsup, and butter. Heat, served with cooked meat, and pass the sauce.
Into the garbage. God, it's Coca-Cola and vinegar and ketchup.
I think you mean catsup?
I mean, it's really good if you want to clean the contacts on good your point. Car battery.
Yeah. Ketchup would taste terrible. Catsup!
Okay. what the fuck did we learn?
7-Up goes with everything.
Damn right. 7-Up goes with zombies.
What the word top and bottom mean.
I knew what top and bottom mean.
I am more scared of any type of apocalypse because these people will, like, finally act out their stupid fucking fantasies and make
I'm worried about a zombie apocalypse because if these are the only survivors, then all cuisine becomes 7-Up and Coca-Cola based.
Yeah.
Well, you forgot mac and cheese.
I learned how to store food in my box spring.
Yeah, that's pretty useful.
And also I learned that everybody is British. Yeah, people in San Antonio talk like they're going to give other people a bit of the ultraviolence.
Yeah, mate, you know I will.
All right, Governor, how about them long arms?
From Houston.
Well, if you want to find a place to give someone the old ultraviolence, go on over the ball pit. That's BLLP.IT.
Yay.
Positronic, where can you find our stuff?
We can find it on thfmin.us.
No. Wrong.
thefmin.us.
All right, take 10. Action.
thefmin.us.
I think so.
Did I get it?
Yay!
So let's find our episodes and look at the pretty and find places to give us money so we can keep the site up and stuff. Do it. Bye.
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 Yeah.
Bye. Bye.